The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. It is the live Saturday edition of the program here tonight, the program being Free Talk Live, where you may call in to talk about anything you want with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on our website. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. We do it free. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive as we jump in back right into your calls and thoughts. Derek is listening in upstate New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Derek.
Thanks very much. I'm out in my car in the country, so I apologize for that if my reception is iffy.
Sound fine so far. Go ahead.
Excellent. I just tuned in for the first time tonight. I'm picking you up on a local radio station. And
man, you are in shock.
So bear with me. I'm sensing that I agree with you on some things, and if I may respectfully disagree with you on something, if we can still be friendly about it.
Let's do our best.
I have a comment and a solution, you know, to the border situation. Now, I'll put the solution forward first in case we don't have time for the comment. So Glenn Spence, who is a rancher along the border, has an organization called American Border Patrol. I think he's been on Alex's show. And he's a very interesting guy, and he's lived the border crisis for many years. And American Border Patrol, by the way, is not government. It is a private organization. Now, he has developed, and he presented this to the government, and they didn't want to have anything to do with it. He developed a network of sonic detectors that he would strategically place at high altitudes and had an over 90% success rate apprehending people who come in. And may I just make the case for a secure border? Number one, according to the INS, Immigration and Naturalization Service, the United States allows over 2 million people a year to come in through the system legally. And so I think that's quite a good start right there. We can always expand that and talk about that. So there's a screening mechanism, which I don't think is a bad thing. Now, if we can secure the Border Patrol through this very inexpensive technology, then I think we should support that, because that'll make sure that the police state doesn't extend 100 miles in with all the checkpoints that we both object to. Now, I see that there's two kinds of freedom. There's freedom to do something, and there's also freedom from things. So in other words, and I think it comes down to a private property issue, because if I put a fence around the perimeter of my property, that's not impeding somebody else's freedom to come in. It's protecting my freedom to have my private property.
Absolutely agree. Sure. But the United States isn't your property.
Yep.
I mean, it's a bunch of people, and I disagree whether people should be, you know, the way the United States government decides to do immigration.
But yeah, if you want to keep people off your property, that makes sense. It's fine. It's your business.
But the high-flying sonic what?
There were sonic detectors that he placed on the ground at very high altitudes, on hilltops, so to speak, and if they were high enough, he only had to use a very few of them to do a great deal of area, and then as people would come in the sonic detectors would pick up that motion, like that noise from their movement, he could call a team and they could go out and encounter whoever's coming in against the system. And I think
don't they have living things there? I mean, if I put a sonic detector on the top of a mountain near my house and went out to investigate every noise that we heard.
They calibrate it to the size and noise that a human being would make at 140 to 220 pounds. And there's not a lot of deer-sized, human-sized animals out there. So it really worked well. He had over 90% success rate. So I am
Derek,
seeing that as a real solution.
So, I mean, what was it that you said you agreed on? You said you don't want a police state, and you believe that these detectors would somehow restrict the police state?
Well, I disagreed with you in that having a secure border does not necessarily mean a police state. One line that runs between U.S. and Mexico with some Border Patrol and some sonic detectors with no interior checkpoints. That's a whole other thing we're allowing to happen. That has nothing to do with the border. They're just using that as an excuse.
So you don't like the interior checkpoints. But what about, you know, because there's people out there who want to have, like the guy who called earlier, the national ID card. He wants to have all the employers doing the dirty work for the government and, you know, trying to identify all the people that want to come work for them and keep files. And would you want the government to go and raid employees, employers, and, you know, check people's papers and files and things like that?
Yeah, no, absolutely absurd. No national ID, no raids. But there's going to be some compromise and some people coming in illegally. But I think if we use that program that Glenn Spence developed with, you know, minor, you wouldn't have many people coming over because it worked so well. Send them home within 30 days.
Hold on. Wait a second. There's a large percentage of the illegal population, the undocumented population here in the United States, that is from China. Now, we're talking about an extremely large, wide, deep deterrent. We call it the Pacific Ocean that separates us from them, but somehow they get over here. You understand that when you put up these little sonic detector dealies that the very resourceful people that want to feed their families and live a better life will figure out how to get around it, right?
Here's the thing. When they come here, there's no way you're ever going to get rid of the benefits. They're going to vote themselves my money, and that's impinging on my freedom.
Stop paying your money then. Stop cowering in the fear of the federal government hurting you, and stop giving them your money if you don't want it to be taken and spent in ways you think are poor. I mean, is immigration the only issue that you think the federal government's doing a crappy job on?
Oh, no. I think they're crappy on everything. But
fire them.
Well, right. So why do you want to have more government bureaucrats along the border? And I'm sorry.
And why do you want to turn that government loose on people who just want to make a better life for themselves?
And Derek, I'm sorry, but, you know, despite your best of intentions, the government's not going to keep the police state small. They're not going to keep it, well, we'll just have these detectors. We're just going to bring detectors in. No, they want to double the size of the bureaucracy. They want to have the military in on the border. I mean, it's crazy, police state, man.
To say that if the government would just do this, they wouldn't grow is kind of silly. It's like saying if this cow pie were potpourri, then the world would be a better place. Well, yes, it would, but a state is an organization of violence, and that's what they're going to do.
Well, this, once again, I've got to go back to the system that was developed. Doesn't require many Border Patrol agents to go out and apprehend people if you ever...
You don't understand how the government works. They don't care about all that. They want more government. They want more Border Patrol, and you will never be in charge. Derek, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you dialing in here, at least having a vision for something.
More money,
thanks.
More guns. Yeah, it's a new idea.
Yeah, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, there's certainly plenty of companies who are manufacturing gizmos that I'm sure would love to sell those gizmos to the federal government in order to, you know, at top dollar, of course, in order to stop immigration.
It did remind me of the porno scanners at the airport, because this really is just another good idea for technology that was going to fix terrorism in the United States. Please. I mean, the first one people wouldn't go through because they were afraid it was irradiating them, and now they're passing out pictures of women to go through, and I don't know. It's a big mess. Every time you give, the government, it has failed its way to here, and people are still trying to figure out how to make it better. Look, I understand we need government. I'm not against government, but what makes every other organization better? It's competition. And if we could just have competition between governments, if people could choose. If governments weren't tied to land masses, but instead people could choose which government organizations they wanted and what kind of protection they wanted, you'd have a much freer world, and it would serve everyone far better. And you wouldn't be trying to keep you're spending all your time trying to keep some people on one side of a map.
Let's continue. You can bring up anything you want. Bobby is in Lakewood, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn. Hi, Bobby. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, what's on my mind tonight? I already got a feeling of how you guys feel about this, but in Florida they got this thing called the Baker Act, and then I have a friend in California, and this happened to him, they call it a 5150, mm-hmm. And what it is, it's a 72-hour involuntary hold to where they put you in a mental ward.
Yep. Yes, they do.
That's the Baker Act.
I remember hearing a lot about the Baker Act in Florida. And basically, can it just be like a neighbor who calls them on you? What is it that's required? I mean, I remember it's not much. Like, somebody can just make a phone call and have you Baker Acted, as they call it.
Yes, well, this was what happened to me about a week ago. And when stuff like this happens, I always call you guys. I was at a family get-together dinner, which, you know, I really don't already don't get along with them, but we had my sisters over and stuff, a family get-together dinner.
Oh, boy, it's never good when the family gets together and somebody calls the law. Hang on, Bobby, we're going to get your story out here, give you time to tell it here in a moment. More with Bobby and the Baker Act. You probably have something like that in your state where they can just snatch you up, put you in a mental ward for 72 hours. Free Talk Live.
Listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Here to take your calls about anything you want to discuss is Ian.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, those other talk show hosts don't. Go and check it out and enjoy and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Another great website for you to check out, freedomsphoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day at freedomsphoenix.com. It's the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch. freedomsphoenix.com. Bobby is in Lakewood, Florida, calling about what's called in Florida, but it will be called something different in your state. In Florida, it's the Baker Act, and it's something that exists in almost every place, from what I understand.
Basically, it's a 72-hour psychological hold.
Right, so if somebody thinks you're crazy, they can call the police, and they're going to take you and put you into a crazy house for up to 72 hours.
Potentially.
And that's what Bobby is going to tell us about, presumably. He said he was at a family dinner of some sort, but you don't get along with everybody there, Bobby, and that was kind of where you got to in your story. Are you there?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
In the 72 hours, that's some bull crap, because they can hold you longer than 72 hours if they want to, and all they have to have is a doctor's approval, and they have a magistrate come in on Wednesday into the medical ward, and all the doctors say he's not ready, and they can keep you as long as they want, and they can even send you to a state mental house for any reason that the doctor feels like.
It's crazy.
So I'm at the family gathering, and my dad's going on about the immigration thing, you know, and I was tired of hearing about it. You know, I started talking to him about liberty, and I was talking to him about, you know, some of the things you guys talk about. And my dad told me, well, why don't you just go kill yourself? He's against my lifestyle choices. I live an alternative lifestyle. He's against that. And I said, well, maybe I will. Will that make you happy? Will that make you happy? And so 911 was called, and the police got here. By my parents.
Okay. And you were at their house?
Yes, at their house.
Okay.
And so I tried to leave before. I didn't know they called 911, but I was getting my stuff together anyways to get ready to go. And when I was, you know, before I had time to even go, the police show up because I guess they got nothing else to do. So they show up.
Well, suicide's going to be pretty high on their list of things that they got to do.
Well, right. I didn't say I was going to commit suicide. It was him threatening me, no, go kill yourself, you know. And it was just me saying, just me being upset. And so maybe I will. Will that make you happy? And it was said in jest, not that I wouldn't actually do it. That might make him actually happy. So I wouldn't do something to actually make him happy like that. And so they were called, and the cops came out, and I told them exactly what happened. And they went ahead and...
That was probably a mistake. It was probably a mistake to tell the police what had happened. The best thing, in my opinion, now this is just my opinion as an activist and knowing the police, the best thing to do would have been to go ahead and just leave. Would have just been, if the cops were arriving, oh, I was just on my way. Have a nice day, and then get out of there and don't answer any questions. But so what happened? They arrested you after you admitted to saying something about suicide?
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. And they cuff you. They don't cuff you from the back; they cuff you from the front, at least. And then they take you down to the local mental ward. And I was actually in there. I had to actually go and see a court magistrate on the Wednesday that the court comes through because they wanted to keep me an extra 2-3 days, 4 days, or whatever. And the doctor won, absolutely, and I was in there for a total of 6 days. And they only keep you 3, but he wanted to keep me another 3.
And what were the inquisitions like? I mean, I presume they sat you down and you had to answer some shrink's questions. Was he asking you a lot about suicide? What was that like?
That was like, have you been abused as a child? They are asking me, do I, feel like I'm hurting, want to hurt myself? And then they did a psychological evaluation. Have you been depressed?
And so you explained to these people, right? Like, well, I was just saying that to my parents. It was just a thing between us. It was no big deal. And it took them 6 days to let you out?
Yes, exactly.
And you get no compensation. You're just
gone. Do you have a job? I mean, did you lose your job? I mean, I would think that many people...
I had my job, yes, and you know, I couldn't call him from the crazy
sure.
house. So I had my girlfriend call my work, and everything was okay at least for that. But
well, thank
it
goodness.
Just looked bad on me missing those days, and I never.
There's
got
a lot
that
of people in
back.
America, a good percentage of people in America that are a 6 day stay in a loony bin away from poverty. I mean. You don't come into work. You don't have even if you do. If you say, "Well, you know, they're you know, little Johnny's in the crazy house."
Oh, Bobby, yeah, well. Thanks for the call, man. I'm glad you made it
Thank
out, and thanks for sharing that with our audience tonight. It's people need to be aware that this stuff exists. I mean, you don't know it unless you happen to know somebody who's been Baker acted. And again, that's in Florida. It's called something else where you live. Some kind of act, or what was it, the 5150 in California. Something to that effect.
Whatever they want to call it.
Yeah, it's just some sort of thing that some law that gives them the authority to just take you if they don't like something you've said or somebody else doesn't like something you've said. I mean, that's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. It obviously wasn't a clear threat of suicide in that case. And I just don't think that's... I don't really find it humane at all. I think it's horrible.
I think it's one of those tough situations if you're dealing with somebody who's, you know... Bonkers. How do you get them in? How do you get them into the system? I think that the liberty. You know,
I don't know, but the system sucks. State hospitals
sure
are notorious for abusing patients and
yep,
being
sure
horrifying places to be. So it can be done better, and it shouldn't be done by the state, whatever it is. However, that's going to work. And it is one of the toughest questions I think facing liberty-minded people is what about the crazy people? Like the real crazy people, not that caller. He's not even sound crazy. But like real crazy people.
Well, you know,
how do
the
you
fact
deal
is
with
that
them?
Plenty of people will call you and I crazy. In the Soviet Union,
true.
This is what they do to throw people in the gulags.
Yeah, oppositional defiance
crazy.
Disorder.
Right, oppositional defiance disorder and a variety of other things. And, you know, that's as far as somebody's in power, there are people listening to this radio program right now that believe that the only possible explanation for our position on immigration is we're crazy. That's the only explanation. Some guy called in and just said something. Said, "Hey, do you guys lock your doors at night?" Well, if my problem, if the fear that I had was that people would come in and clean up my house and mow my lawn for a low price and you know may only take that much money, then no, I would stop locking my doors immediately.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts and go to ladies here first. We've got Karen in Des Moines. Karen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. How are
Hi,
you
Karen.
Tonight?
Good, good. Are you listening on KWQW for chance there?
No. When I listen to you, I listen to, it used to be called WOW FM. But
yeah,
now
that's them. KWQW on FM there in
oh.
Des Moines. Stand
okay.
by. I want to get you on the air. I know you've got a question that has nothing to do with immigration, but that's totally cool because that's Free Talk Live. We'll talk to you about anything. So hang on, Karen. We're going to bring you on here in just a moment. Your calls are welcome. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, oh, we've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and it's brought to you by ProXPN. You can also join us via Skype. Skype username for you to use to connect to us is lrn.fm.
And you can get a free pound of coffee. A free pound of delicious, shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is great coffee, and you can get it for free. You just pay for the shipping by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. There, what you're doing is you're signing up for a subscription. You get the first pound free to try it out, see if you like it. It is BuzzBox coffee. And the thing that's different about BuzzBox, the reason that we've partnered up with them, is not only do they want to provide you with high-end coffee, lots of companies want to do that, but they have a real commitment to their workers and to people in poverty around the world. So Free Talk Live is able to give a microloan for every 10 people to get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, the coffee you already drink, the coffee that you enjoy daily. As a matter of fact, it's probably better. Upgrade your coffee experience and help somebody in a foreign country by going to coffee.freetalklive.com, because we're able to give a microloan for people who are in need, whether they they need a plow or to buy a cow or a sewing machine or whatever it is that they need. They know better what they need than what you might just think to give them, or some charity or something like that. This is the hand up that they need rather than a handout. So coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound.
Karen's listening to us in Des Moines on the radio. Hey, Karen, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hello. That is the very thing I'm calling about, is the microloan for people around the world.
Yes.
And I'm interested in that because I am on Social Security, and I have a plan that I can implement. But being on Social Security, I don't have finances.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a program, the career or the profession I want to go into is not federally regulated, so I don't have to have a license or certificate, but I mm-hmm. feel that is very, very, very good thing, because I would be left out if I tried to, like, advertise in the Yellow Pages or something like that. And being on Social Security, I am 58, and I'm trying to get off Social Security.
Hmm.
And
so are you on Social Security disability, like SSI, or are we talking about Social Security retirement?
No, disability.
Okay, great.
And I'm trying to get off of it, and I don't have any resources. I don't have family or friends to co-sign for a loan for me. There's a program for certification, and it's $3,200. And they will space it out over 6 months.
So you're wondering if you can get a microloan. Is that the question, or are you just wondering about...
Yes, yes. I am looking. I am so desperate. I mean...
And you need $3,000 is the idea?
$3,200, yeah.
$3,200.
Yeah, I don't know much about microloans here in the U.S., but the first place I would go is wherever the certification place is. I'd talk to them about, because they oftentimes have financing and that kind of thing.
They don't.
Okay.
Their financing is to give you a 6 month period of time.
And is your Social Security to the point where, you know, you're barely subsisting and you have nothing left over?
It always is, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know how often microloans are granted in the United States. I've always heard them. I've always heard of them in relation to, you know, third world countries and things like that. I know Kiva.org is where I first heard about microloans from. That is a website that is still around, by the way, and they are still loaning out money. And some of them is, you know, I'm looking here on their front page. They're doing loans from, you know, as low as $200 to over $1,000, $1,500 for one guy to purchase construction materials. So I don't know if they would restrict a loan to the United States.
I've seen people from the U.S. on Kiva.
Interesting.
And I've seen higher prices than $1,500.
Okay.
There, so.
Yeah, I was just looking at the front page, just eyeballing stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a place to go, Karen. Check out Kiva.org and go online and start researching. It's K-I-V-A, Kiva.org, and, you know, research what your options are. I'm sure Kiva's not the only organization doing microloans. It's just the first one that came to mind for me, and I wish you the best of luck with your project. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. Norma is listening in Aberdeen to KBKW. Hello, Norma.
Hi.
Hey, welcome. Go ahead.
I've been looking for a job for a long time, and a friend of mine, her daughter went and applied at a mainstream craft store. I don't know if I can say the name or not. They wanted
depends.
A DNA test from her for her to get the job. And I was like, that's kind of weird. And I said, I would not agree to something like that. And the lady did, and they took a swab of her cheek. And I was just wondering if, because I'd never heard of that before.
Me neither.
Why
would they do that? Like, what would be the motivation for that?
I don't know. That's what I asked. And she said all they would do was waiting for her background check and all that to come back, and she had the job. But I was like, that was a little weird for me, and I just, there's no way I'd do something like that.
Yeah, what sort of job-related information could an employer, glean from that test?
Well, I can tell you that the government would love to know what the DNA is of everybody,
right.
Who's getting a job.
Yeah.
So it could be some kind of, I don't know, e-verify kind of thing where, hey, we got to make sure they're not illegal, or we got to make sure they're not they don't have warrants.
So
or
they
whatever.
Could be collecting this on behalf of the state, is what you think?
I don't know. That was my question. I was wondering what your guys' thoughts were on something like that.
It's creepy.
I find it frightening.
It's creepy. What was the store, allegedly, that did this?
Michael's
Crafts. Wow. All right. Anything else you want to share tonight, Norma?
Nope, that's all.
Thanks for the heads up on that. That is definitely creepy. And you mentioned the E-Verify thing, Mark. This is what was created as a voluntary program
right.
for businesses. It still is, from what I understand, but that may change in the future. The idea being that employers having this E-Verify capability, if somebody applies at that job, then they will be checked against some sort of federal database
right.
of immigrants or citizens or whatever, and given a green light to be hired. Which, again, is a level of invasion of privacy that I don't think belongs in a so-called free country. I don't want to go back to the immigration subject we were talking about earlier. I don't want to live in a place where, if I'm a business owner, I can be raided by the Immigration and Customs Department anytime they want to come in and check on me and my files and all my employees and make sure everything is, you know, by the books, by the numbers. I'm not interested in that service. I should be able to hire anyone I want to hire from anywhere in the world, who, as long as they meet my qualifications, as long as they'll do the job that I want to fill. I don't care where they're from. I want the best qualified people from anywhere. I should be free to do that. If it's a free country, shouldn't I be free to hire who I want? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Laura in Long Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Laura.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Welcome. Go ahead.
My thoughts are this. Right now, like I just voted recently in my primaries, and I voluntarily showed my driver's license. And they said, oh, you don't have to do that. And I said, you know what? I want to do this. And I think we should all be compelled to do it. Otherwise, we have people that are not eligible to be voting, and then we lose control of what's going on. We lose control of the government, and they're controlling us.
I got news for you. Even if you do check voter IDs, what matters is who counts the votes. So you can put all the security you want to around the people who are casting the votes, but if you don't control who counts the votes, then everything could be changed there.
Okay,
and there's been plenty of evidence of voter fraud on that side.
Could I say one more thing the way
yeah.
I feel right now? We have a president that does whatever he wants, and everybody is afraid to challenge what he's doing. And we are under his thumb, and it's out of control.
Isn't that true about all the presidents?
Isn't Congress
ever
like not let a single bill go through?
This is unprecedented. This guy is unprecedented.
Eh, I don't know about that. I don't think he's that different from George Bush.
I feel it. Everybody feels it. Everybody who doesn't have a job feels it.
Seems to me like he's George Bush III, but whatever. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More coming up. Your calls. And we'll sneak them in here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you're not on the line now, don't bother, because a lot of people are, and we're trying to get you all in here. By the way, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
I will not be back tomorrow night because Mark does the Sunday show with Stephanie and Brian.
You know, actually, I will not be on this Sunday show. No, I am going to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's emceeing their dinner.
Me too. Well, I'm not emceeing it, but I'll be there.
I'll be sure to point you out and make fun of you from the stage.
Okay. That's mature.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm paid for. Supposed to be at least mildly entertaining.
Gotcha.
And you're a laughing stock, so it's easy. But Brian and Stephanie will be here manning the mics. Or while manning the mics.
They'll call it their anarchist radio thing. They like to call it. That'll be fun.
Sometimes they'll call themselves feminists, so maybe they'll be wall manning the mics.
If you don't have it live in your area, then you can call your local radio station and ask real nicely to have Free Talk Live added to your airwaves. In some places, they'll add us and they'll not sign an agreement. We don't really much care for that, but we'll still take it. You know? So welcome aboard to everybody listening to the show. Don't miss, you know, 7 nights a week. You can always grab us online at freetalklive.com.
We do talk about Bitcoins a lot here on Free Talk Live. I think that they are really a huge resource for liberty for individuals. And the North American Bitcoin Conference is going to be held in Chicago. Really? Coming up very, very soon here, July the 19th and 20th. It's at the McCormick Place South building. There'll be all kinds of big names in the Bitcoin world talking about new innovations, talking about jobs. People will be offered opportunities there, business startups. The venture capitalists will be running around with their checkbooks ready to write people checks. You can get your tickets at btcchicago.com. You can pay in Bitcoin if you want. BTCChicago.com. You don't want to miss this event. It's going to be a lot of fun. BTCChicago.com.
Don is in Eureka, California, listening to KGOE. Go ahead, Don. You're on the air.
Hi,
Hi. I could change the subject, or I could maybe do both. And the second
just
one
do one.
That,
just do one. One. We got
okay.
time for one.
I'm just going to say I don't have the fear around people coming across the borders, and that all these people that have called about it seem to have. And
me neither.
I just don't understand it, and so.
I understand. It is based on fear, the immigration xenophobia that we've been hearing throughout the night tonight and throughout the years here on Free Talk Live. It's based on fear that is being stoked by people who stand to benefit from restricting the border, mainly the government bureaucrats and the people that, you know, want to protect their industries from competition. Protectionism is a very, very common motivator, I think, to keep people out of the United States. But it is, you know, really based on fear because the government wants you to have a boogeyman. They want to have something they can point to, whether it's immigrants or terrorists or drug dealers, something they can point to give them the excuse to give to have people allow them to destroy freedom, to take things, take more money from you, to control you in more ways. Yeah. And so the immigrants are the boogeyman, essentially, for the government. They're nothing more than a foil for the state. They're being used, a political football. It's disgusting. Any other thoughts, Don? Go ahead.
Well, just could you answer the question that was left with your message taker?
I don't have the message taker. You're talking about our call screener, and I don't, you know, he didn't pass me a question, so why don't you just ask the question?
Oh, okay. By chance, is the fellow who started the Cliff Bars, is he involved in this kind of a movement of kind of somewhere between libertarian and liberal?
I have no idea what the guy who started Cliff Bars is into.
That is an interesting question. I don't know either, and I thank you, Don, for the call tonight, but I have had the Cliff Bars, and I like them.
Yeah, I think that they're good if you need a lot of energy. I wouldn't call them, I mean, they're better than a candy bar, but nutritionally, not a lot better than a candy bar.
Yeah, it looks like it's a candy bar made up to be a little bit fancier.
If you're, I mean, they have a guy climbing a mountain. Like, those are the kind of people that should be eating Cliff Bars.
Well, I got to say, I'm not climbing any mountains. The only time I'll ever eat one of those things is if I'm in a rush going somewhere and I just want to grab something thrown in a bag.
The rest of us are better off with baby carrots.
All right, so let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Jim's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM. Hey, Jim.
Evening, fellas. I'm calling about the temporary deprivation of your liberty because you may or may not be crazy.
Yes.
One of the things that... The intersection of law and psychobabble industry, and psychologists, mental health, quote-unquote professional, that is a dangerous intersection to be in.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Virginia, how that works out in reality is, you know, a police officer might come out like that fellow that talked to you earlier, and, you know, rubber meets the road, you're looking at a 23-year-old girl out of college with a 4-year degree in psychology. You know, and 90% of the time, she majored in psychology because the classes were cheaper than the therapy.
You're saying that when you get involuntarily committed, in there is where you will meet the 23-year-old psychologist?
Your decision maker who's going to be out on the street, you know, your friend there in the studio says, hey, you're crazy, and they call a police officer.
Oh, I'll say that all the time,
some kind of judgment. Whatever, you're at a party, I don't know, whatever. Maybe like that example of that guy, his family, and you know, whatever. The decision maker that's going to be on the street, that's going to decide whether to detain you in Virginia, you know, in most localities, is going to end up being some kind of social worker that's the...
I don't think they call out a bureaucrat beyond a police officer for most of these, do they?
I know of from experience in Virginia.
Maybe in Virginia. I've never heard of that happening in Florida, but I don't know a lot of intimate stories with the Baker Act. I mean, if somebody calls the police on a suicidal individual, odds are good they're not scrambling out a social worker.
A bunch of people in white coats. Now, let me ask you a few questions before we throw you in the happy wagon here.
Yeah, if you're up on top of the building saying goodbye, cruel world, I mean, that's obviously that's a little different than, you know, some other person said that you said something that they maybe, you know, they have to have someone evaluate you other than a police officer. That's
in Virginia, you're saying they have to have someone else evaluate you. I don't know if that's true everywhere else, Jim, but thanks for bringing that to the table. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I just think that giving anybody that's a mental health professional any kind of legal power, or giving the mental health profession any standing in courts, is just dangerous and
very disturbing, inaccurate. Especially if they're in a position where they get they get you or whoever for 72 hours, and then, as our caller earlier said, they can reassess you at that moment and decide, you know what, we need to keep you. And, of course, keep the funding coming in, because somebody's paying that bill, and it's probably the state. Thanks for the call, Jim. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. Amos is listening in Charleston, West Virginia. Amos, you're on Free Talk Live.
Right. I just wanted to kind of go on with that in a way that, you know, they had this one shooting guy or some kind of a deal where the police came to his house and they made the decision that he wasn't mentally off. And then what, the next day or something, he went over and, you know, and killed a bunch of people.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, it works the other way, too. It's been, I can't remember, it's been one of these mass shooting types.
It was the kid that killed the women and the men because he couldn't find a girlfriend out in California.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the police were called, and there was just nothing that they could do with him, and they let him alone, and, of course, he went and did that. I don't know. It has to be, as a police officer, it has to be very difficult called up in that position. If you're a good guy and you're trying not to just lock up random people for whatever, then you're likely to leave a lot of people and going, oh, you know, he seems okay to me. But you end up in this, in many government jobs, you end up in this sort of cover your butt situation where, hey, you know, I what if he'd have gone out tomorrow and killed some people? Sure enough, there's a guy who, in fact, this happened to.
Yeah. The other thing is, I had a boy that I know at my church, friend of mine, he just didn't like to leave his room. He was playing his computer, and his two sisters just called up the cops and said he was a paranoid schizophrenic, just on their basis.
Gosh.
They're just busy. They came and got him, put him in a state mental institution. There's nothing wrong with this boy.
How long did they keep him?
Several months, I think.
Wow.
And had him in group therapy and this kind of stuff, but yeah, he might be a little bit mentally slow, and when he was in high school, they just said he was mentally slow, and they put him in a special ed class. All he did was put him in a room by himself, and this guy had the ability to learn the Italian language. He knew about Greek mythology. He was an excellent artist. He just, you know, it's like what y'all talk about, you know, the school system. This kid was totally passed there, and he holds down a regular 40-hour week job now, you know, but he got cheated by the whole educational system.
Amos, thanks for the call and the story tonight. Mark's in Mansfield, Ohio. Last 10 seconds. Mark, you got it. Go.
The immigration, people busing them, the cops who are helping them, I believe they are abating, however that goes.
Call us tomorrow night. We can talk further, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Mark, thanks for the call. We are out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow for the last Sunday edition, and we'll see you when we see you. It's freetalklive.com.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, HBO, and internet at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog. And Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.